All right, in 3, 2, 1, record. So like I was saying, businesses with
backwards names.
Backward names.
I feel like that's how it starts with like companies that do like the off-brand like Apple accessories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I have never bought an Apple accessory that didn't come with the product.
Right.
So like my Apple Watch, for example. Actually, no, it's not true. I bought one watch band that was no. It wasn't Apple brand. I got it from Amazon from some other random company. And then the same thing with like, I mean, even this cover for my laptop.
Right.
It's a MacBook, but I got it from...
Yeah.
Because Apple, their accessories, man. Gosh,
they're expensive.
They're expensive. The hardware, like, this computer was $1,000. Like, I mean, that's already...
And I bet that thing takes, like, only $200 to make.
Probably.
Man. Plus, they pay their employees, like, a couple cents a day.
Yeah.
Sorry for them Asian people. I was helping Givens kick the needle.
God. Now all I hear is paranoia. The zombie hop at De La Hoya. Yo, we're gonna have to cut that.
No, we're not. Hey, this is Raw. This is Raw Podcast. Practice what I was preaching. Hey, no, but I just want to apologize for my statement, and even though it is something true, I support those workers that are being paid.
Oh, let me turn the music off, because
it's kind of
serious.
Lower minimum wage, and they deserve the most. You know, okay,
yeah.
Going on that, so sure. You know how, like, that football player, Kaepernick or whatever.
Yeah.
You know how he was, like... fighting against like human rights, right?
Police brutality.
Well, yeah.
Bringing awareness.
But in a way, it kind of ties to like equality and like mm-hmm. human rights yeah. and whatever.
For sure.
But yet, you know, Nike was supporting all that.
I know.
But yet, Nike has sweatshops. So it's like contradicting. Yeah.
But his, it wasn't so much along the lines of how Nike gets their products distributed.
But.
They are
supporting human rights
yeah.
movement type of thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yet having this in the back end.
It's kind of contradicting.
You know what I mean?
I can see. Yeah.
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 It was, I don't know, it was a weird, fun.
I wouldn't say fun.
Well, like a fun, not fun fact, but like, ow. You know, just something interesting to learn, I guess.
Did you hear my elbow pop?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I do that all the time when it grosses Denise out.
That's because you're getting old, so.
No, if I squat down to pick something up, my knee pops all the time. Now, that's probably, but it's been doing that for a while. Yeah, anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. This is the ET Podcast, episode 43.
Yeah.
43. Yes, I am losing count.
So my name is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
And this is your ET Podcast.
Or you can call me by another name.
What is it now?
Let's see. The East Side Edifier. what else we got here?
The North.
Let's see. Deuce.
North Wolf.
You can take that name. I'm cool. North Wolf Conductor.
Like, I don't know. Did I just.
Was it a werewolf that drives a train? What are you talking about?
You can call me Lil Bean.
Eric Edison. I gave you that as your rap name. I've been giving people rap names.
Do you still have that recording of me trying to rap?
I don't.
Dude.
I deleted that because my verses. Yeah.
Anyways, maybe I'll take someone out. But
I gave Denise a rap name too.
What is it?
On my first project on Supernova Piece 1, I just named her DMH.
DMH.
Which was her initials.
Wait, what is her name that she goes, her alias?
I'm not saying
that. No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Alabala Aladija Alatoya III. And then she has another alias that she goes by too, Deborah Ann.
That's the one, Deborah Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Alabala is the ratchet side.
And
Denise or Deborah is the professional.
The professional.
The professional side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. See, the best of both worlds type of thing.
Oh, but I wasn't done with my aliases. So, let's see. We got Trey.
Yeah.
The East Side Edifier.
Okay.
Deuce.
Deuce the Light.
I had so many that I had came
you,
up
you
with.
You said something about the light in one of your songs.
No, that's just an ad lib.
Oh, okay.
It's not a name or anything. But today, I go by the name of Robert Peace.
Robert Peace.
Once again, I told y'all we were not going to bombard y'all with my music and stuff. It's annoying. But this will be the last time for this year. That
till next year.
Till next year. Because I do have a project coming out next year.
Let's go.
And that might be too long to play on the podcast because that one's going to have about 12 tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an actual album.
It's not an album. A project. It's a project. Okay. I don't want to call it a mixtape because it has better quality than a mixtape.
So does that mean that I can get my 5 minutes of fame in one of your album or
yeah,
projects?
Yeah, you can. I'm going to have Caleb on it. Caleb Burr.
Caleb Berg.
Yeah.
What, for what? For piano?
For some skits.
Skits?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm doing some skits with Caleb Burr.
Hey, okay.
So maybe you guys could share a skit.
I want to do... Dude, I've been telling you this.
It's going to be funny, though.
I want to be able to do a instrumental rap with you.
Okay. Yeah, we've been trying to do that. Yeah.
Dude, I do
the
beats.
I do want
to
do that.
Dude, and we can have my brother in it, too.
I just want to figure out how to do it. I got to talk to Abe and Jaleel and figure out how we can do that.
Because, I mean, I know of some places that we can go ahead and rent out, like studios in which, like, they already have, like...
Well, Abe has his.
Oh, does it?
I recorded both of these EPs at his house.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has, like, instruments and all that?
He made both EPs, him and Jaleel, which is another guy that he works with. They made all six of these tracks from scratch.
Dude, let's
all the beats from scratch.
Let's go. And this is for Lantern.
Yes. Today is Lantern.
Okay.
So as of this time... No, see, I did this last time with the first EP. So my EP came out last Friday. This is basically like side B or part two to Dark Matter. And this is called Lantern. This is another three-track EP. And it came out on the 20th of December. So, like I said, last Friday.
Last Friday, yeah.
And I'm going to play the whole thing today. And we're just going to break down each song where I'll give you guys some backstory.
And this is the bright side of the...
This is the bright side. Okay. Yes. Yep. This is once I got my head clear, you know, from
depressing state.
It was like... What's that one meme where it's like the old man being mad at the clouds or whatever? It was something like that. Old man shaking his fist at the clouds. It was something like that. Yeah. That's basically what Dark Matter was. It's like me being an old man being mad. Like, this is your fault. Blah, blah, blah. Lantern is me turning around, making a 360. Like,
it's my
fault. I'm sorry. Don't kill me. I mean, don't strike me down
or
whatever. Which
me.
He wouldn't do. He wouldn't do, you know.
Unless you know. He was really upset.
Yeah. But, I mean, he can do whatever he wants, but I trust that he won't do that.
Yeah.
Because we don't serve an angry God.
Yep.
So, anyway, with that being said, I guess we can go ahead and jump into the first track.
Now, the name of the track is?
This one is called With.
With.
So, we're continuing that sentence.
Right.
The first three tracks, or... Yeah, the first EP, the three tracks on that one was I Am Done.
Right.
This one is called With.
With.
And then we'll get to the other two and that will complete this sentence.
But.
So we'll get into this one. Yeah, here we go.
Feel like I'm floating. Everything is beneath me. I am conscious of that treaty.
I like this. Okay.
That covenant, I'm loving it. I'm always feeling stuck with it. But it's cool because I can't get enough of it. My God, you have always been true to your word. Never since the hint of fraud. At times I trip, but I know you're not the rock that caused me to stumble. You're like the stone of ages, whenever I have to rumble. With you I came into a space where I no longer need a new reality. I pray for anyone that would try to battle me. With you I got plenty power for that final hour. When I dwell on you, I'm in paradise at any time. In my mind, you saved my soul, so I won't ever have to look back on life and wonder if I chose the right road. Don't let me snap. Help me stay on board and not begin to let my light go out like a dying star, Lord. The feeling is mutual for the way you love me to infinity, despite all the attempts from the enemy that try to move me back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Now my skin looking like Drax. God, I'm not looking back. When I'm with you, I feel complete. Everything is obsolete. I don't ever feel defeat. I be lying through my teeth if I said it's all me. But when I'm with you, when I'm with you, I feel complete. Everything is obsolete. I don't ever feel defeat. I be lying through my teeth if I said it's all me. But when I'm with you. To the lady of my life, I'm so sorry for the negativity and
Okay, before I start this, I just want to say this is a little bit sensitive.
What
for
is
me.
This because, part?
Yes. You'll understand why. But
okay.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for ruining what we have together. We are one. And I'm triple sorry that I ever tried to sever what we have. I was going bad, but now I'm back on track. As a matter of fact, you're the one who helped me to see clear. Now I no longer see fear. I laugh right in the enemy's ear. I have to hold you in high regard. You're precious like hieroglyphics inside a Noah's Ark. You're beautiful and vicious, just like Jurassic Park. Thinking about the many victories we'll have down the road, I begin to glow like the top of a stove. Whenever it is warming up, ain't no use in warning us. We can go through anything that is swarming us. You're the one who keeps me level-headed. My love for you is eternally engraved and embedded. When I'm with you, I feel complete. Everything is obsolete. I don't ever feel defeat. I be lying through my teeth if I said it's all me. But when I'm with you. When I'm with you, I feel complete. Everything is obsolete. I don't ever feel defeat. I be lying through my teeth if I said it's all me. But when I'm with you, you.
Now, I gotta ask, now, is this song for Denise?
Yes, the okay. Second verse was, but I'll get to that. Let me explain the first verse. So, the first verse, kick it off by saying, you know, I'm glad.
Right.
I'm thankful for everything that God has done for me, you know, and just kind of giving him praise, mm-hmm. you know, right off the bat, you know. And then, if you notice, I used a Infinity Stone type, like, I guess, cadence or scheme, I guess. Right. Should say, I mentioned all six of the Infinity Stones as well as like
three. What?
I mentioned some of the Guardians of the Galaxy too, because I said when I said reality, I said time, space, like I said all those.
Dude, okay.
And you didn't hear it?
Dude, I gotta listen to it again. I did hear time and space.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear the other ones.
Yeah, so I said I'm at paradise anytime in my mind stone.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm butchering it, but I was like, I'm at a place where I no longer need a new reality.
Right.
Okay. I feel bad for anyone that would try to battle me or something to that effect. Yeah. And then I was like, and I had already said time, and then so then I said soul, and I mentioned space, and you know, basically I mentioned all six time or all six Infinity Stones. Right. And then like when I was like don't let me snap, help me stay on board. Dude. And not begin to let my light go out like a dying star, Lord. Yeah,
dude. All right.
And then
that's creative.
And then I said Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay, Gomorrah, yeah.
And then I said, I won't look back and then my skin's looking like Drax, because Drax looks like,
dude, that's funny.
He, like, you know, burnt. Like a pillar of salt, you know. So I was like, yeah, basically. So I mentioned Gamora, Star-Lord,
yeah. And Drax.
And I think those are the only three. I didn't mention Groot or Rocket or Mantis or Yondu or Nebula. So
yeah.
You're gonna hear some more like nerdy stuff.
For real? Too. Okay, now I gotta.
I have more it. I have one more verse that's like kind of nerdy.
Okay.
Yeah, and which so oh yeah, let me explain the second verse. So, like I said, when I was making these two EPs, like especially Dark Matter, I was at a point where I was just like I said, I wasn't suicidal. But I'd just rather be in heaven than to be here. So I was completely willing to abandon all responsibilities I have, like leave Denise behind and all of that, just take the coward's way out. So I did that verse, you know, as like dedication to her. And we had some other issues going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I went into, you know, basically I just dedicated that verse to her. And,
so you're saying that
I tried to make it funny.
That too. She helped you get out of it.
Yes. Okay. Yes, for sure. For sure. I tried to make it funny too with that Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that was funny. That was
good. Yeah. So yeah. I mean that's dude, I like pretty it. Much
okay.
Yeah.
So that was more centered in towards like, hey, you know, you waking up from this this like mindset, and now obviously you're trying hard to stay away from it and try to find a light or or reason to live type of thing. And
yeah, pretty much.
You're coming in with
obviously and with Denise. It's like look who I'm with. Look who I have with me. I got God and then I got my wife. Right. So it's like there's no reason to not enjoy or not make it through this life.
Exactly.
Or, you know, whatever. And with that being said, here's the next song called Life.
Okay.
The first, it's you know what? I'll just play it. All right, I'll just let you guys be surprised. So, here we go.
Oh, dude. Okay.
This is probably my favorite song on this EP. I found
light.
Yep.
It's a great day, isn't it? Repentance is imminent. Can't wait to split Satan. Darth Maul, finish him. That's only half of it. God has had a plan from the beginning. Now I'm reaping all the benefits. The force is strong in this one. Did I forget to mention? Jedi by night, forever supplying some light. Now is it green or is it blue? IDK, which one to choose? All you need to know is that it's true. Just thought about it. I'ma roll with the perp like Mace Windu. I embrace the spirit and the force and the truth. Live life like I'm Luke. Avoid the hell of fake. Mess around and levitate. Watch the sun set his kingdom up on earth, cause he ain't done yet. Like Yoda and Dooku, we get it jumping. Flashes the Cloud City, yelling Yoo-hoo. Bumping loaded Lux in the X-Wing. Sitting pretty, proceeded to the next thing. It's crazy, right? Well, that's what happens whenever you find your life.
Life.
We just want to celebrate life, right? My inner man is down for a little bit of limelight. Too much living water and I might just shine bright. Like records that went diamond. Had to find the perfect timing. Put some supernova rhyming. I'm super inclining. Seated in the heavenlies with the one who does the designing. Taking my heart, doing golden refining. Book of life and my name's been signed in. Made it through them pearly gates. Despite my setbacks and my mistakes. Avoided that fire lake. It's all because of Jesus. No other reason. Walked right by the deceiving, misleading. One who committed treason. Now I'm slapping demons. The devil is grieving while I'm reaching out to the one who did all the bleeding. All that they're seeking never went to waste. Enjoying that poured out grace. Never want to leave this place.
Dude, let's do it. Right. Dude, that's dope. Okay, I see that you put in some Star Wars into it.
Yes, so you called that.
Yeah.
I want to break that down. Because people... Listen, I've always struggled with, like, having confidence and stuff. All
right.
Because I felt like if I acknowledged... I'm going to just say it. All right. I'm nice. Okay?
Right.
Like, if you realize, like, if you listen closely to what I just did, like, the triple entendre that I did on that song. When I first wrote that, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was just like, what did you just do? All right. So I just want to break down, before I even break down the whole entire song, I just want to break down that one specific line. I said, I embrace the spirit and the force and the truth. Live life like I'm Luke. Yeah. Avoid the hell of fake. Mess around and levitate. Watch the sun set his kingdom up on earth because I ain't done yet. That line, if you have seen Star Wars The Last Jedi, Luke levitated.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? He did the projection thing. And what did he say at the beginning of the movie or whenever he met Rey? All I want to do is watch the sunset.
Oh, yeah.
So I took that line and I flipped it.
But I said that's towards the end, though, right?
Yeah, but when he said it, earlier in the movie. Yeah, yeah. But So I said, live life like I'm Luke. Avoid the hell of fake. Mess around and levitate. Watch the sun set his kingdom up on earth. Because he ain't done yet, as in Jesus set his kingdom up. So he was talking about a literal sunset, but I said, watch sun set his kingdom up on earth because he ain't done yet.
Dude.
And I just, that was probably one of the hardest lines I've ever written in my life.
And like, how did you came up with it? Like, how, like.
When I say hard, I don't mean like. Well, I don't know.
You mean
I
like just, hard, like dang, that's like
that
okay,
was
I
that
know
was dope. One of okay, the dopest right. lines I've ever wrote in my
now,
life.
When you write this stuff, like how do you like especially for that line, like how were you able to like piece it or put it together? Like it just came
once
out,
I
like,
started
naturally?
Going on the Star Wars scheme.
Yeah,
I kind of If I get like now, a scheme
one,
together, then
one more question is so like you like reference on things you see or how did that line came to be. Because was it something that, all right, I'm going to write this, boom, boom, boom. Or was it like, oh, okay, I wrote this, but let me add this.
Yeah, like I'll write something, but then I can always go back and just like pick it apart or whatever and add something to it. So I don't know. It's random. It really is random. It just comes like randomly.
Dude,
like,
I don't know. You.
So like, and then I mentioned X-Wing. Mm-hmm. X-Wing is what the rebels, like the rebel like army and stuff from Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's like their fighter jets and stuff. And I said, in an X-Wing sitting pretty, bumping Loaded Lux. Loaded Lux is a battle rapper, and he is one of the best battle rappers to ever do it.
What's his name?
His name is Loaded Lux.
Loaded Lux.
Yes.
Gotta look him up.
And he, when he raps... It is like he will have sextuplet entendres. That's six. Like, I don't know how you do that. That what I did, that was like two or three entendres.
Dang.
With the whole loop line.
Yeah.
But he will like the way he does it is just
like a whole okay.
Honestly, I think he could probably give Eminem a hard time.
Really?
Honestly.
Dude.
That dude is ridiculous.
Wait, does he have like any professional songs out there? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, he makes music too, but he mostly does battle rap. That's like his arena.
I gotta look him up.
Yeah. And then I mentioned like lightsabers.
Yeah.
Because I was like, IDK, which one to choose? Is it green or is it blue? And then I was like, I just thought about it, and I'm gonna roll with the perp like Mace Windu. That's my favorite color lightsaber from Star Wars. So, because you only saw it one time,
yeah.
So I just thought that was dope. and then the second half of the song,
when it goes after the light.
So when you see the track list, That's another thing I paid attention to was even how the track list was done.
Okay.
Because like I said, I'm spelling a sentence. And then if you notice on the first EP, it's AM, but it's spelt like AM. And then that song was talking about not wanting to wake up.
Right, right.
And so I did the same thing with the second song on this EP. So like the first, I just did something different to like the wording or whatever or how it's spelled. So I spelt it life normally, but then I put a slash put life in all caps. And instead of it being a I, it was a exclamation mark because it's like there's a lot of emphasis on the second half. Like the second half really comes to life, you know. So
that's dope.
Yeah. And so like that second half was almost like I just kind of imagine like if I was to like rap to God or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I kind of paint a picture of heaven somewhat. Yeah. I guess, I don't know, you know, and I was like, avoided that fire lake. It's all because of Jesus, no other reason. Walked by the one who committed treason. Now I'm slapping demons. The devil is grieving. Like, yeah, I was just kind of just going off. That was life.
Pretty clever.
Yeah.
Dude, and that's good. I mean, even talking about life, like you said, I mean, that is how you're supposed to be living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that we struggle on a daily basis with our own mistakes and errors. And, you know, we try to be somewhat an example to people.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I feel like once you're able to accomplish that, not perfection, because we're not really perfected yet.
No,
we're still in this world.
It's impossible.
But if you get close to your full potential, that is life, like being able to like slay things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking over like possession and like with like the sons and soldiers, like, you know, what did a soldier do? Like a conqueror, they go out there and like conquer lands to like
right,
you know what I mean? So like,
and then also, you know, remember when we were talking about the Garden of Eden?
Yeah,
the original plan was just have the garden just spread out and just engulf the whole world, or I guess engulf wouldn't be the right word, but spread out throughout the world. And we were gonna do is just be farmers, basically, like just enjoying life. But you know, Satan got involved and all of that. So
yeah,
what was that acronym?
What?
Remember the acronym that Pastor Terrence had taught us about Eden? Or I think it was Eden. It was something like that. It was like bursting forth.
Oh, no,
producing
that,
rapid.
That is
that's or that for was the one rivers. Rivers. That's what it was.
For the rivers.
Yeah, and it was an acronym.
Yeah, dude. But I know I have it noted down, but I know what you're talking about.
Now that's life with an exclamation mark right there. Like,
dude, that's how I want to name my kids. If I have four kids, that's what they're gonna be.
The river's name?
The river's name.
Somebody gonna steal that idea.
If you steal that idea, I'll find you and I will.
I have a very special set of skills.
I said skids. Skids.
I have a very special set of skills. I will find you. I will.
I will kill you.
Well, you don't have to say that. You just have to say you'll find him.
But what if I do want to?
Okay. This is like that one episode that we had where you were turning into a psycho.
Yeah, I'm not a psycho. Maybe I am, but not.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Anyway, so this EP is shorter than the other one. So this brings us to, we're at 28 minutes.
We got more things to talk about.
Yeah, we got more things to talk about. So, but this is the last song on the second EP.
Okay.
And this one is called Today. And if you've been paying attention, then you can figure out the sentence.
I am done with life.
Yeah, so today. Here we go.
Let's do it. All right, we got that. We got that Kanye West type of style.
Today. Today's a new day. I'm increasing new faith. Get away from yesterday, sliding like I'm Blueface. Then I leave from disgrace. Gotta get away from this place. Life is like a relay, and I say yes to this race. Cause through Christ, I can live without a delay.
Dude, I like this yelling, too, bro.
Oh yeah, like I'm sipping on some
Kool-Aid. Dude, turn it
up, bro. Turn it up. Might not sound right.
But God, I've seen your face, and now I'm beholding what you said inside the word. Now I never be deterred, discouraged or afraid. In your image, I was made. In my
my heart, I've got this flame. All the dues have been paid. In you, I will remain. I'm in love with this change. Endless possibilities are all on the brain. From now on, no more boxing, you win. Yelling like Votto, asking you win. To anybody that is second guessing about the one who supplies all the spiritual blessings. This is my confession. Everlasting protection, and he don't need no
smith. Dude, I like it how I think like there's gonna be a beat drop or something, but it just keeps going.
Ignore the evil one's misdirection. Life or death, what is your selection?
See, like I feel like it's gonna come in here, but no, it's not. I like that. I really like that. Because it was like a little bit of it in the beginning, and it's just like.
Today I choose life. I've made the choice to look at the dark matter and fight. I will eternally embrace the light. The lantern in my heart will never fade. After all, today is the AM that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad with all he has done, is doing, and will do.
Is this you? Yeah.
It's Deuce.
Light. Yeah. Yeah. Peace.
So like I said, super short. Dude. I didn't want to have a whole project dragging on,
right, right,
depressing stuff, and then it's not even enough like songs to balance it out for like the lighter side. So yeah, that is my EP,
dude,
called Lantern.
They were dope. I really liked them. I liked all of it, but the two songs at the end, dude, I think they really brought it home run.
And that song too, I just mentioned. It was just crazy. I mentioned the Kool-Aid man, because if you notice, I was Kool-Aid like, man. I was like, I'm saying, oh yeah, like oh, I'm sipping Kool-Aid. Yeah. So that was another one of those random lines that I threw in. And then I mentioned Votto. Votto is a rapper that I used to listen to. Very dope rapper, huh? No, Votto, not Demi Lovato. No. Votto, V-A-D-O.
Like Votto Loco?
So, because I was like, he always has an ad lib.
Right.
Or it might be like his group or something. But he says, you win. So it's like, are you in? Like, yeah. So I was like asking, are you in? Like screaming like Votto or whatever.
Dude.
And so there was that. And then, you know, I said the line about like everlasting protection, and he don't need no Smith & Wesson.
Nope.
Because, like, you know, the weapons of our warfare are not, you know, whatever that verse is, I'm butchering
like
it right
they
now.
They don't, or they're talking
our
about.
Our battle is not against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Yes. So, basically, anyway, yeah, I butchered a Bible verse again, you guys. I'm sorry.
No, it's we're not perfect.
And then if at the end, I, when I did the deep voice, when I changed the pitch on my voice, I actually ran through, I mentioned both EP titles,
yep,
and then I mentioned all the songs. So, yep. Like we said, the track list, if you combine both of the EPs, says a sentence, and it says, I am done with life today.
Mm.
So, because that's how I felt in the moment. I was just like, I just. And it wasn't even just today. It was like a whole few months where it was just like every day, I'm done with life today. Yeah. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so.
But, hey, I mean, the cool thing is that you're able to reflect. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even this, working on this project, trying to help you build yourself up.
Yeah.
And definitely with the willing of move forward.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, at first, it had way more songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to put out
so many.
A project like that. Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough that I'm doing my, like, official introduction with such a
depressing
project.
Hey, but we talked about last time. Yeah. I mean,
that's just the way I saw it in my mind. And then also doing it a month apart from each other, that was a little weird, too. But that's just the way that I saw it in my mind, and I just trust that people will get it and see the artistic view of it.
Yeah, and I mean, you actually, like I said, like you brought it all together, and especially like in the second to last song,
mm-hmm.
definitely put everything in perspective of what you were referring. I mean, even you, like, in your outro type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, being able to put that all together and such. So now my curiosity is what's going to come up for the next project.
I'm not ready to talk about
that.
Nah,
you got to talk about it right
now. I will say that I have this one line about the Joker on the intro.
That'd be dope.
That is, like...
Dude.
Okay.
Dude, so are you going to let me be part of this project?
I just said that.
Okay.
I'm going to have...
Dude.
As of right now... Okay,
after this...
I'm going to have a few people on it. Pip might be on it.
Okay.
And Caleb's going to be on it for sure.
All right.
And you can be on it.
But...
I was going to try to get Savon and Ryan on it, too. Ryan. But I don't think they're going to be able to do it. They're so busy. I still have not been able to get your AirPod case back from Savon. Yeah. So
it's been like a month, bro.
I was just saying that the other day. I saw him yesterday. I was like, "You got it on you?" He was like, "I don't. I can't say that I do." I was just like, "Dude, we have been trying to get that case. It's not even mine."
At this point, we're just going to get the one that he's trying to sell.
Yeah, so you might as well just buy the new ones, man.
Yeah, anyway, but dude, okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to give too much detail about the next project, but yeah. All but right, in the meantime, though,
it's gonna be lit.
Between projects, I will probably be going more heavy on my playlist on SoundCloud, Supernova Saturdays and Sundays.
And also, he's going to perform at the First Avenue.
One day.
It's coming up next month.
Next month. That is a that'd be
cool, dude. Like, hey, let me be your manager, bro.
I do need a manager.
Let me be your manager.
I need a manager for sure. Yeah.
See how he's not like agreeing. He's like, I just need one. Not saying yes.
You can because be we have to sit down and really talk about this, man.
No, I know.
I'm not just gonna throw you into a situation where it's crap.
It's like, dude, actually, I mean, this is pretty cool because dude, I was watching. Dude, this was like a long time ago, but you know, like NWA.
Oh yeah.
You know, like how
Jerry
like,
Hiller,
like how they just started.
He got screwed over.
Yeah.
I mean, he screwed them over.
He screwed them over.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, dude, it just like I feel like, especially the music is just being at the right place at the right time type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hey, I mean, especially like, dude, if you really look at the life of all these artists. Like, they always went through, like, a tough struggle that, like, in a way pushed them to, like, succeed in life.
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like their mentality at that point is, like, I got nothing else to lose. I lost it all.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
If I fail, I don't care because I fell so many times.
Yeah. Like, I mean? I'm kind of like that, too. Because, like, one thing that I had started getting wrapped up in was, like, streaming numbers and stuff like that. And it's, like. I think the best way to go about things is to not care. Like, I don't want to be one of those artists who don't put my all into music because I'm so focused on everything else, you know, scared of what I'm going to lose or whatever. And just going along with the crowd, I'm going to work at my own pace and do what I want and make music the way I want it to. That's one reason I don't want to sign to a label. I don't like being rushed in any circumstance. So music is definitely a very intimate thing, and I don't want to be rushed. I don't want anybody telling me, hey, you need to get this album out by next month, and we got to get the sample clearances, and blah, 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 and blah. I'm not doing that.
Like, I'm my own place.
I don't care if I never win a Grammy. I don't care if, you know, my music doesn't sell well or whatever. This is what I feel like God put on my heart to do. Yep. And it's something that I enjoy doing. Exactly. I'm an artist. I'm not just a rapper because I look at everything, like I said, from the track list, even how it's spelled to the artwork, the, you know, everything.
And, dude, so, the artwork is dope, too.
Thank you. I mean, I did that myself, so.
Dude, honestly, it's dope.
I mean, I'm getting tired of using the same fonts. I got to find some new fonts.
I wish we, yeah. No, that's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, like for the other one, old song that you sent me, Attention.
Attention, yeah.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Like how, like, the little heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I found that on this app called Unsplash.
Okay.
And those pictures are free to use because they don't have watermarks on them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nobody, they're just out there for free. You can use them for anything.
Wow.
So I still wouldn't use them for like stuff that I put on streaming platforms. Like right. I'm only going to use it for like stuff I throw on SoundCloud or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Because I don't want to run into any trouble. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, I feel like, yeah.
Oh, dude. By the way, the opening song that I played was by Christian Gray featuring D1, and that song is called Round Here.
I didn't know, dude. I thought it was just like a secular one.
It's not a secular song. Christian Gray is a...
No, I know. I sounded like it.
No, he wasn't cussing or nothing.
No, I know, but it's just the style, I guess. I mean, you can't really tell nowadays, dude, honestly. Dude, there's a coworker that he was, I don't know where he was, but he was like, dude, they were playing like this, like, it's like this, like, Latin style, like salsa or like,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, dude, but all they were talking about was God. And this was like a regular restaurant, you know?
Oh.
And he was like, dude, I'm surprised. Like, I was like, why? Because I didn't know Christian music could be played that way. I thought it was just like.
We're out of that corny era.
Yeah.
For like Christian artists or people that are in that vein of Christian. Because, mm-hmm. Like, I don't consider myself a Christian rapper. I'm just a rapper who has a heart for God. And I don't want to, like, put cussing and stuff in my music. And I don't want to talk about what everybody else is talking about, too. That's another thing. I want to talk about nerd stuff. I want to talk about clothes and stuff. Like, I don't want
nerd stuff.
Like, I like these little schemes that I be doing, like, because nobody does that.
Yeah, you should do something.
Ab Soul actually did that recently, though, because he has a song with the song is by Reason, this dude named Reason. They're both signed to Top Dog Entertainment.
Mm.
And Ab Soul's verse starts like, he says something about it, and he was like, end game for my enemy, yo. Pin game on Incredible Hulk or something like that. And he was like, basically he mentioned like Avengers and stuff.
Okay, cool.
But he didn't go on like the schemes that I be going. It just, dude. It was like the first four bars and then it
See, ended. And that's what makes you unique, bro. So,
and
dude.
So, I mean, that's just one of the things that I like to do. And then I want to get better at rapping fast too. Because I can only rap like semi-fast. Right, I can't rap like Tech N9ne or Twista or somebody or
those are like fast ones.
Yellow Wolf or Eminem, but
dude.
Yeah, I'd like to be like that because I listen to a lot of like fast raps.
Yeah,
and I can catch it. I know exactly what they're saying,
but it's just like
it's just me. My tongue just like gives up after a while. It's just like. It's like my tongue is drunk or something. It's just like, yeah.
Aren't there like exercises you can do? Like,
I don't know.
Like, I remember like in elementary school, they used to do like tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. And they would do it for like warm-ups.
Oh.
The top of the teeth or something. The top of the blah, 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 blah.
I think it, for me, the thing I would have to do is I would have to like memorize it very, very well.
No, but that's for like to like get your mouth loose.
Oh.
The top of the teeth, the tip, blah, blah, blah. It's just like there's like an actual thing you say, but you can go fast and fast and fast and fast. Eventually you can, you know, start spitting out words like
fast. I might look into that.
Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips, the top of the tongue, the teeth, the lips, and so on and so on.
I can't.
Yeah, so you just, but you go like, and then you go to the top of the tongue. It's like a tongue twister.
Okay.
But eventually, I mean, all of it is just practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I still, one thing I keep doing though is like, I remember listening to Big Pun, listening to his album, and he had this skit on there. He was like, it was packing a Mac in the back of the leg, packing a Mac in the back of the leg, packing a Mac in the back of the leg, packing a Mac in the back of the leg. Basically, he was talking about how some dude tried to run up on him and kill him. But the way he said it, though, he's like, packing a Mac in the back of the leg, packing a Mac in the back of the leg. And it's like, I can't, like, if I could just keep that going, packing a Mac in the back of the leg, packing a Mac, like, I just, you know.
But yeah, I mean, it's just repetition.
I know, so. I know. But see, here's one thing that makes me mad though. Like Eminem and Tech N9ne use giant words and they rap fast. Like Eminem rapped faster than Tech N9ne. I didn't even think that was possible. Tech N9ne is probably the fastest American rapper. Like he's faster than Twista. He can be faster than Twista at times. But Eminem rapped faster than him on one song. I didn't even know that was possible. I was like, oh, jeez. Like, that's insane.
Dude.
I don't know how you rap that fast. Like, it makes me mad and gives me a headache because, like, I want to do it too.
Dude, what was the other guy you said?
Yellow Wolf?
No. The one that you got inspiration from earlier. Something has two words.
What did I get inspiration about? Dude. Do you remember?
Oh, the he is a good rap battler.
Oh, Loaded Lux. Loaded Lux. Okay. He don't really rap fast.
No.
But he says it speedily because he'll all right, if you have a chance, listen to Mac Miller's album called Watching TV with the Sound Off. At the end of this one song he has with Action Bronson called Red Dot Music, there's a skit where he told Loaded Lux, I'm guessing at some point, he told Loaded Lux to diss me like we were in a battle rap. Okay. So Loaded Lux disses Eminem, I mean, disses Mac Miller at the end of the song. But and the way he's saying stuff too, it's like speedy, but it's not to the point where it's like you know, it's not like that. But he says it speedily. But the way he was constructing the bars and stuff was just like, okay, wait a minute, hold on a second, I gotta rewind that, you know. So, yeah,
yo,
I'll play it for you once we're done or something. I don't know, but yeah, I just thought that was interesting. How did we get on this talk? Oh no, that was my fault. No. I was the one who started talking about rapping fast.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, but it's still relevant with what we're talking about, but...
Yeah.
Dude, I'm excited, though, for next year, though.
I am, too.
I mean, and then, obviously, this was released last week.
Yes, last Friday.
Last Friday, the 20th.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to be where you're going to have it everywhere.
Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon Music... Google Play, iTunes. Google, I think Play. That's it,
dude.
Because a lot of the other streaming platforms, the reason I didn't put them on there is because nobody uses them.
Like which ones?
Like Napster and
Napster's still
around?
It's
still around.
What
DistroKid gave me that option to put Napster, and it was like iHeartRadio, and I said before I don't like the radio, so I wouldn't put it on any radio
Napster
platforms.
Dude, I can't believe Napster's still on.
I think it was Napster, like, if I'm not mistaken. I know, right? It was crazy. It was like seeing LimeWire or ShareBear, right, or something, dude, like that.
I would insane. Download my music from LimeWire.
I did too.
It's all free.
I remember my cousin, he was the one who, like, I mean, I put myself on to rap for the most part, but he was the one who, like, really put me on the rap, because down south, all we used to listen to was like 3-6 Mafia, Petey Pablo, because he's from North Carolina. Not so much, but you know, basically, we listened to all that. I was big on like Outkast and Wu-Tang. Outkast is from Atlanta. Wu-Tang is from Long Island, New York.
Oh yeah, okay.
And I grew up listening to them and N.W.A. But I listened to a lot of 3-6 Mafia too. Like, dude, my cousin was the one who put me on the 3-6 Mafia.
I want
to
do a song like dun, 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 dun.
That sounds simple.
Riding on my something.
Oh, you talking about Eazy-E?
Yeah, bro.
Riding, cruising down the street in my 6-4. I'm not gonna say the rest, cause.
Dude, come on, say it.
Nah, this is a family show. I told you. Anyway, but yeah, man, he was the one who put me on 3-6 Mafia. He put me on Pastor Troy. He put me on to
Ice Cube.
Nah, I was already listening to N.W.A. and all of that.
Dude,
like, he put me on to a lot of music. So, anyway, Yeah. But.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, next year, though. Dude, I'm excited, though. Thank you, though. I mean, it's
going to be. I don't know if we could play that whole project because that's going to be 12 minutes. I'm going to shoot for one song. What? No, 12 tracks, I mean. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said 12 minutes.
Sorry. No, I want to do a song. I want to do a song where it's at least like 10 minutes long.
Yo, dude, like, that's where you need instruments.
I want to get one like that. And I want that song, you know, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna give my ideas away like you be doing. So anyway, but yeah, I have some ideas. Like I said, Caleb might do some skits on there and stuff.
Dude, that'd be sweet.
You're welcome to help with the instrumentation.
Yeah, dude.
Too.
Yeah, we can do like some type of like work on like a remix for the last two or something.
Yeah, I don't know when I would release those though, because I'm not gonna put them on that project. I already have the track list set in stone.
Oh, okay. I mean, that could be like one of the, like a single.
Maybe on my album or something. I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Because that's going to be next. I have everything planned out. I have at least like 5 projects, EPs, albums, whatever you want to call them. I have them planned out.
Nice.
At least 5. So I got.
Dude.
3 albums for sure. Or wait. Yeah, I guess. So 3 albums for sure. And then 1 EP or project or whatever.
Okay.
And so got that planned out. That's And
okay, bet.
But after the next project, I'm going to start working on my album, my debut album. So
nice, nice.
Yeah.
Dude, can't wait. Dude, this was great, though.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Dude, so don't forget to tune in and listen to the freaking tracks because they are fire.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
They are fire. Wait, are you going to release Attention too?
Attention been out.
Oh, that's right. But
yeah, Attention is on SoundCloud.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
I put that out between Dark Matter and Lantern.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's just a remix. That's not even my song. So, yeah. Oh, also, if anybody is wondering, I have a song called That Way, and it was at the beginning of our episode that we had with Brian, the first episode. I had to take it off of YouTube, though.
Why?
Because I don't own the rights for that beat.
Oh.
And so, you know how you go to the description thing on YouTube? Yeah. It had the dude's information, like it had artist, because somebody actually bought that beat, and it was like, if it was somebody that was trash, I would have been like, man, I don't care nothing about that. But this dude is nice, and I don't want him to send out a diss record to me, because I don't want any problems. So I removed the video off. Dear. So we did not have video for episode 28 anymore,
dude.
Right. We can re-upload it at some point, maybe, once we remove the song from it.
What if we buy it out from him?
I don't think so.
Tell me why ain't nothing.
Anyway.
Is that the one, That Way?
No.
That's from
Boys? That was, no.
Dude, I'm kidding.
No, That Way was the one where I had T.D. Jakes, T.D. Jakes and Stephen Furtick interview. I like it too, but I took that video off because I don't want any problems.
Dude.
So yeah.
You know what? It's okay. You know, one day we're gonna buy everything out.
Yeah.
Be ready for us, Hollywood.
I don't want anything to do with Hollywood, honestly. Anyway.
But yeah.
So yeah, this has been episode 43.
Yes, yes.
The title is Lantern, and so is my EP, which you can stream
or
purchase.
Yep.
On all streaming platforms except for the ones that no one uses, and iHeartRadio plus Pandora because they support the radio and I hate the radio. Sucks. So yeah. That's another thing too.
Government
funded. Once I start doing like once I start doing like interviews and stuff,
I'm gonna be like, I hate the radio.
like a promo run and all that. I'm only gonna do interviews on podcasts because I support podcasts. I'm not going to any radio station. I don't like the radio. They only play what's paid.
And dude, that's
it's payola. Funny. So I don't support payola. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So listen to Us Carefully Radio. We're gonna take over the world.
Yeah. So, podcast creators, I support y'all 100%.
That's right. Keep it rocking. Keep it rocking.
So. So. For this podcast, though, you guys can check us out on Instagram at the_ET_podcast. You can also find us on SoundCloud. You can find us on Spotify.
Apple.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts. And we no longer have a Twitter. I don't need to keep going into that. But Twitter is gone. So, yeah, check us out on one of those places.
So,
Yeah.
Stay on it.
So we're out. I have been Trey, or for this episode, Robert Peace.
And I have been Eric Edison.
Eric Edison.
That's right.
That's his name.
Let's do it.
All right. We're out.
Stay fresh.
See you guys.